The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line.
Spreggin' the line.
See what we got here today. Spreggin' the line. Hold on, I got to find my sponsor reads here. Spreggin' the line brought to you by Dirt and Sprague's anniversary. My theory is Dirt and Taylor heard a bad Sprague pick on day one, thought, damn, we got to lie to Brandon and say we tanked our show, bad takes, so P1s never have to hear those awful picks. It's part of it. Spreggin' the line brought to you by Crock-Pot Cooking. The only thing more disappointing than Sprague's picks is the way he cooks ground meats in the Crock-Pot. Weird. Yeah, Russ came in here after that take last week and tried to defend him. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Now, I know sometimes you'll take like a pork loin with liquid and braise it and cook it down, but ground meat?
Ground meat? What are we doing here? Spreggin' the line brought to you by Jamar Chase roasting the Ravens. He could probably teach Sprague a thing or two about how to properly cook something. That's close. Spreggin' the line brought to you by raw ground beef in a crock pot. Parlay that with a Caucasian lack of seasoning and a little E. coli. You got some chili night at the Sprague compound. Sensing a theme here. Spreggin' the line brought to you by Dirt not wanting to handle his meat. Now get your minds out of the gutter. I'm talking about hamburgers. Spreggin' the line brought to you by New Portland Mayor Keith Wilson. His budget proposal is to simply fade every Sprague pick with government money. Portland should be the wealthiest city in the world in about 6 months. There you go. Not a bad theory there. And let's get one more in here. Spreggin' the line brought to you by Anniversaries. Just have Danforth call Sprague and tell him the show is getting canceled for old time's sake. Maybe we should after the show. Sorry, man. My bad. Looks like we're done. Here's how we did last week. Winning weekends all around. 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. Swag, you hit on the Rams -1 and the Commanders -4. Missed on the under in Iowa, Wisconsin.
Yeah, when did I?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Sprague hit on the Thunder -11 against the Blazers and the Titans Patriots under of 38. He was breaking things in his house. And I was looking at the score. I was like, isn't the number 38? You think one of these teams is going to score a touchdown in overtime? No way that's going to happen. And it hit. And then he missed on the Seahawks against the Rams. I hit on the Rams as well.
Yes.
Missed on the Bills -6. Keon Coleman catches the ball at the 2-yard line. I think they cover that number. And then hit on the Lions -2.5 against the Packers. So season standing. Swaggy, we're still in first place. 16-14 is the number.
We're making money.
Sprague is in second at 14-16. It should be noted he has already 1-0 on the weekend. He took the Bengals +6 last night. And it was a little tense, but they ended up scoring that late touchdown. They covered. And so, but that will not be folded into his standings until next week. He is 14-16, and I am still bringing up the rear 13-17. The floor is yours, Jason Swigard.
I have had more success in the NFL laying the big wood than anything else this season, so we will continue with that. The Titans can't score.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
The Chargers have figured out how to score, and the Chargers don't let other teams score. I will lay 7 points. But it might actually be a home game for the Chargers. I don't see Titans fans traveling.
I don't know about that.
They don't want to watch this team at home, let alone pay to go to L.A. to watch it.
Yeah, that one is I'm not going to spring the line on it because I don't want to have too many crossover picks and Sprague's on that game as well. I got to find a way to make up some ground here. We're getting closer to that territory in the year, long season, but I will be laying a lot of money on the Chargers -7 this weekend. I'm just going to file that away. I'm going to start on Sunday Night Football and try and ride a hot team and fade a cold team and ride a team that has won me a lot of money this year. I think the Lions are a wagon. I think they're playing great football right now. They went into Green Bay, bad weather, but oh, I can't win outside. Jared Goff, uh-oh, he's got to wear gloves. Dude, they dominated Green Bay in that game. Green Bay found their way to at least score a garbage time touchdown. That was a dominant performance, a statement win for them. I think they're heading in one direction, and the Houston Texans are heading in another direction. They cannot protect their quarterback. The Lions just improved their pass rush. I love the way Detroit's playing. Only 3.5 is what I got to lay here. They're in a dome again, so I got to worry about the weather impact. All over the Lions on Sunday Night Football, -3.5.
I can't pass that one up.
You
that
too?
One I wrote down on Wednesday.
Okay.
What am I missing that this is 3.5? I understand they're on the road.
I mean, the
but
theory is maybe the Lions have a clunker at some point because they're steamrolling people right now. They're playing really good football.
Yeah, that's a theory at this point. They haven't done anything to demonstrate that that's possible.
No, Campbell's great against the number
Will Anderson Jr. Don't know about his availability.
Yep, yep.
If they can't rush Goff, if he can sit back there and fire away, Nico Collins supposedly going to come back. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah, not 100%, and Diggs is out.
Yeah, are they going to stop the Lions running? No.
I don't see it, and I see that pass rush, especially now being improved a little bit at the deadline. Houston's got a problem on the offensive line, and they've had a problem on the offensive line all year. Not very balanced, and so, I'm with you on that. All right, pick number two for me. We'll see if we have a crossover again here. This is a game that I've eyeballed all week. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and I like rooting against teams and gambling whenever I get the chance to. I like rooting against the Jets whenever I get the chance to. They are on the road at Arizona. I don't get it. I don't understand it. The Cardinals are a home underdog in this game.
I don't get that one either.
Is it just a Jets thing? Is it a Rodgers thing? They're 3-6. Congratulations on winning one game against. We're doing that one win, and all of a sudden they're a road favorite against a team who's in first place in their division. Just for the simple fact of that makes no sense, I am on the Cardinals, by the way. This opened at like Jets -3. I think it got down to about even.
It was -1 the other day.
It's back to Cardinals are getting 2 at home. So that was the latest look on DraftKings. I'm all over Cardinals +2.
That one doesn't make any sense, but those two teams oftentimes don't make any sense, which is why I go, okay, Vegas knows. That's where I go, Vegas knows more than I do.
There's something here.
They do not know more than I do when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
They're a mess. The Big Wood's still in here?
Yeah.
The Eagles are starting to figure some things out, which is just give Saquon the ball and get the hell out of the way. Micah Parsons may be coming back, but they can't stop the run. Saquon's going to have a day. I will lay 7.5 on the road and go with the Eagles.
Okay, Eagles -7.5. My last pick of the week is not quite as big a wood. Your wood's a little bit bigger than mine.
The Big Wood's still in here?
But I'm going to go down to Tampa. This is another game that I've eyeballed all week. I have a theory and might end up falling flat on its face this weekend. We will find out. I have a theory that the 49ers are still one of the best teams in the NFC. They're just different after their bye. And they're getting their most important offensive piece back. No Brandon Ayuk is tough to deal with. They're coming off a bye, though. They're healthier. They have their rushing attack, their number one weapon back. I love the 49ers on the road in Tampa. Tampa had a heartbreaking close loss in overtime. Bad weather in Kansas City. Short week. Niners coming off a bye. Flying into Tampa. Feeling great. This has been, go look at the last 4 years under Kyle Shanahan, who they have been before their bye and who they have been after their bye. Now, maybe again, this is the year it comes to an end, but until I see it, I'm not going to believe it, and I will ride the Niners -6.5 on the road in Tampa this weekend. As I mentioned, Sprague hit on the Bengals last night, so he's already 1-0. He is also on the Steelers +3 against the Commies, likes the Steelers this weekend, and the Chargers. Now, I'm going to change it because as of yesterday, it was 7.5. But as of today, it's 7.
It's 7.
So I'll give him the 7 because you're on that pick as well. He, too, is on the Chargers -7. So your picks this week, Swag, Chargers -7 against the Titans, Lions -3.5 Sunday Night Football in Houston, and the Eagles laying the 7.5 in Dallas. I am also on the Lions 3.5 on Sunday night. The Cardinals at home as a dog +2 against the Jets, and the 49ers -6.5 on the road. There you go. Sprague in the line every single Friday at 8:30.